Greetings once again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and we're back for another day of our Lenten daily devotion. Here we are in Arthur, Illinois, bringing you this number 14 in a series of Lenten daily devotions, leading us right up to Easter, Easter morning, Resurrection Sunday, the day the tomb was empty. Today is March 2nd, so we've got about a month of devotions to go. So it's never too late to get in the groove, and it's certainly a good day to just dig a little bit deeper today. Let's go about another inch down into that heart and see what God has in store for us. We've got today, for background, the bamboo water fountain healing music. I hope you can hear it. Very pleasant, giving the monks a day off today. We've got the cerulean surf and sea candle. Beautiful, gifted to us. And we've got this, the rooibos and chamomile tea. That's a wonderful combination. Amen. Well, remember this week, our theme from Mary Alice Mulligan is Jesus, our companion. Jesus, our companion. So we begin today with some scripture reading. And we're going to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 46 to 54. Okay, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 46 through 54. Now, chapter 4 of John mostly contains one of our favorite stories, right? Jesus and the Samaritan woman. That's just a classic story, and that's mainly what chapter 4 in Gospel John's about. But at the end of chapter 4, there's another healing for Jesus when he heals a Roman official's son long distance, right? He doesn't even have to go there to heal him. Sometimes called healing of the centurion's son. So here you have a Roman official, clearly not a proclaimed follower of Jesus, and we know not a Christian because we weren't using that word at the time. Amen. But this shows you what faith can do, right? What faith can do. And while we're at it, let's dedicate today's devotion to our beloved Sue Williams, who is a loyal listener and participant in our Wednesday night groups. And tomorrow she has knee replacement surgery, and we want to hold her in our prayers and lay this devotion today and this whole package of things we're doing today on her heart, and ask that God gives her peace and some comfort and a whole bunch of healing. Amen. So let's hear this great story of Jesus and the official son, the Roman official son. John 4, 46 to 54. In the course of his journey through Galilee, he arrived at the town of Cana, where he had turned water into wine. There was a government official in the city of Capernaum whose son was very sick. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea and was traveling in Galilee, he went over to Cana. He found Jesus and begged him to come to Capernaum with him to heal his son, who was about to die. Jesus asked, "Must I do miraculous signs and wonders before you people will believe in me?" The official pleaded, "Lord, please come now before my little boy dies." Then Jesus told him, "Go back home. Your son will live." And the man believed Jesus' word and started home. While he was on his way, some of his servants met him with the news that his son was alive and well. He asked them when the boy had begun to feel better, and they replied, "Yesterday afternoon, at 1 o'clock, his fever suddenly disappeared." Then the father realized it was the same time that Jesus had told him, "Your son will live." And the officer and his entire household believed in Jesus. This was Jesus' second miraculous sign in Galilee after coming from Judea. Mary Alice Mulligan writes this. She says, "Don't we all want miraculous signs and wonders from God? We may laugh at those who believe God protects them so they can safely take up snakes. But deep inside, we want God to perform miracles around us. Even peanut butter when we're tired of rice and beans, right? Some people are struggling to have a baby or wondering where the money will come from for next month's bills or caring for a parent with baffling needs or waiting for a diagnosis from unclear test results. In the midst of world events, our lives keep happening. No wonder sometimes we feel the need for a miracle. But most of us will not receive a long-distance healing, as the child in the scripture did. So how do we keep the faith? How do we keep the faith? I think we choose to keep going in spite of the circumstances. We choose to keep believing that Jesus is present with us, even when the signs and wonders don't appear. We wake up in the morning and we say, "Today I choose you, Jesus, to be my Savior, no matter what else happens." Let's try that once. That sounds pretty good. "Today I choose you, Jesus, to be my Savior, no matter what else happens." And if we pay attention, there is a miracle. There is a miracle. We discover we have faith in the midst of our doubt or troubles. We have the faith to keep on trusting God's presence and grace. We have the strength to keep going. Amen. Our poem today is, what is it? It's kind of a jestful little poem from Philip Appleman. Philip Appleman was born in Kendallville, Indiana in 1924. He taught English at Indiana University for a long, long time. He wrote several novels, nonfiction, and 7 volumes of poetry. And this is one of his. It's called "O Karma, Dharma, Pudding and Pie." "O Karma, Dharma, Pudding and Pie" by Philip Appleman. I'll read it through twice. "O Karma, Dharma, pudding and pie. Give me a break before I die. Grant me wisdom, will, and wit, purity, probity, pluck, and grit. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, kind, give me great abs and a steel-trapped mind. And forgive, ye gods, some humble advice. These little blessings would suffice to beget an earthly paradise. Make the bad people good, and the good people nice. And before our world goes over the brink, teach the believers how to think. O Karma, Dharma, Pudding and Pie by Philip Appleman. O Karma, Dharma, Pudding and Pie, give me a break before I die. Grant me wisdom, will, and wit, purity, probity, pluck, and grit. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, kind, give me great abs and a steel-trapped mind. And forgive, ye gods, some humble advice. These little blessings would suffice to beget an earthly paradise. Make the bad people good, and the good people nice. And before our world goes over the brink, teach the believers how to think. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, ever-present companion, I do choose you today. Help me sense your presence surrounding me, guiding and strengthening me, no matter what. Amen.